Florida's coastlines and cavern systems are dotted with historic sites, from World War II-era shipwrecks to Spanish galleons to remnants of thousand-year-old civilizations. But there aren't enough archaeologists to keep up with the underwater preservation. Now the state is training amateur scuba divers to pick up some of the slack. I'm Kate Payne. Della Scott Ireton is on a mission to teach Floridians what underwater archaeology is.
Well, archaeology itself is not the study of dinosaurs.
She helps run the Florida Public Archaeology Network, where she trains volunteers in marine preservation.
Just like our colleagues on land, we lay out square grids underwater. We use PVC. We excavate in layers, just like our colleagues on land, and take very careful notes and recordings.
She's giving a room full of hobbyist scuba divers a crash course in monitoring underwater historic sites. It's part of the Submerged Sites Education and Archaeological Stewardship Program, or SEAS. She says non-disturbance is key.
We're not going to be disturbing the bottom sediments. We won't be excavating. We're going to be recording whatever is sticking up above the sea floor. And so there's really easy ways to do that, and that's always the first thing archaeologists do on any shipwreck site, to figure out what is there, what's the bow, what's the stern, how big is it?
Florida has 12 designated shipwreck preserves, sort of underwater state parks, as well as many historic structures and archaeological sites, thousands of which are threatened by sea level rise.
So this is real-world needed work that archaeologists can't get to because we're tasked with doing 9,000 other things.
The ships need monitoring for littering and looting, plaques need cleaning, and research teams need volunteers to measure and document sites.
And so if we hear about something that uncovers on the beach or in the water, we get a report. I may not be able to get to Bradenton Beach tomorrow, but I know who I can call in Bradenton and say, grab the SEAS divers and go check this out for me. And so that's what I'm hoping we can do with you all as well.
The next step is for the students to test out their knowledge. The archaeologists-to-be are taking turns swimming to the bottom of a backyard pool to measure artifacts in full scuba gear. Archaeologist Nicole Grenan guides them through.
I think what we're doing with this is not necessarily getting detailed scientific drawings of the site. It's mostly to get an idea of the extent of the site, any major artifact features or features of the shipwreck, enough so that we can put it in something like the Florida Master Site file or update our records.
Today, the artifacts are store-bought pots, but there's a lot to practice. Gearing up, writing underwater on special paper, and using sign language to communicate. Maritime archaeologists just have more to think about.
You have to worry about the barracudas, sharks, different other stuff, but that's fun.
Corrections officer Dennis Pumphrey is hooked.
There's just so much history all over the place, and being able to get to it's neat.
He and his wife, Sally Cole Pumphrey, already have their next scuba trips planned out.
Thousand spots.
I'm going to check.
There's a old graveyard that's in a lake, Chocassee. I want to dive it. Figuring out how to do the charcoal underwater is going to be interesting.
Looting can be an issue with all archaeological sites, but especially with shipwrecks. Part of what appeals to Sally Cole Pumphrey is the idea of preserving the history and leaving the objects behind for future visitors and researchers.
As far as the dating, you might be able to tell from the pottery itself, but as far as the location for the relative dating, and when you take it out of context like that without documenting it, you lose that. You know, now, okay, yeah, you've got a neat little thing to look at, but historically, you have nothing.
After this training, the Pumphreys will be qualified to support research teams. They plan to get involved with future dives along the Osceola River. The last big find in the area, a 14,500-year-old knife from one of the earliest civilizations in North America. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.